This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's shake it up, shall we? Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. Don't forget our DJV show podcast at DJV show. And you can follow us on Twitter at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. Here we go with another hour of penetrating, poignant thinking and talking. Jennifer, you get to be the poignant thinker and talker as we start out here.
Okay, well, this one I think is kind of interesting. So much attention. I mean, how long, really, have we been talking about the Brett Kavanaugh drama? I mean, have we been talking about it for months? Is that safe to say?
Yep, several. Yep, several months.
Okay.
Too long.
So now there's a new poll that's out that asked, do Americans talk about this Brett Kavanaugh chaos at work? And I thought this was kind of interesting because you never know, because we're kind of in a bubble where we have to talk about stories that make news, whether we like the stories or we don't like the stories, because we want to deliver those stories. We certainly talk about it. The DJV show talks about it at work. But do regular Americans do that? And the answer to the question from this survey by SurveyMonkey, with the results released for the first week, they asked this question in the first week of October. So it was conducted October 3rd and 4th. And the results are now trickling out. More than half of Americans say that they've had conversations about Kavanaugh at work. Almost three quarters have been talking about the debate with their friends and family. This is, again, according to that SurveyMonkey poll taken during October, the first week of October. Now, there is encouraging news. More than three quarters of Americans say their discussions with each other have been civil. That's a good thing. 50% asked in this disapprove of Kavanaugh's nomination, while 45% approve, which are the same margins that they were before all of the dramatics and the allegations broke out. And the gender gap is real. 36% of women approve of Kavanaugh compared with 55% of men. Now, when you talk specifically about Republicans, 89% of Republican men and 86% of Republican women, that's interesting, approve of the Kavanaugh nominations. Among Democrats, 92% of women disapprove of Kavanaugh compared with 82% of men. And then when you look at that important group of independent voters, independent women are largely against Kavanaugh. 54% oppose him, while 29% support him. But I thought it was kind of interesting because I think we talk about trying to have these conversations, and we're from all different various parts of the aisle, sometimes right, sometimes left, sometimes we switch around a little bit. And do people talk in the workplace and do it civilly? And it seems that most Americans are capable of this. They can still have these conversations in a place like work where it's supposed to be polite conversation, yet three quarters of them are managing to keep it civil. So maybe that's some silver lining in all of this hot political climate.
Hot. All right. So, I don't know, talking about this stuff, it is unfortunate that it becomes very polarizing. I don't know what I take away from that. I'm interested in what Victoria and Kara take away from it. I'm thinking as you're going through it, sometimes I jump to a conclusion that I stay with. I still think that I'm not for him being on the Supreme Court, mostly because of things that may not be in his control. I think it may not even be about him, but I think his ability to do the job has been greatly compromised, because
I guess
when you get a decision, you want to respect the decision. And if you don't respect the people who make the decision, then what good is the decision? Yeah, I guess.
For me, this is less about whether or not you support him or not. I mean, we've all hashed that around there. You know, if you're happy he's confirmed, if you're happy that he's been denied, whatever it is. For me, this is more about how people are consuming it and how people are dealing with stories like this one, because this is not the first hot political story that we've had in the last couple of years. This is just one of many. And so I think it's interesting. The polling for me stuck out because it's interesting to see how people are consuming it and talking about it and spreading the word, because it's my perception that things are so polarized, but that's because I'm looking at social media all day. So I want to know how someone who's standing in front of me is going to have the conversation. Are they going to be disruptive? Are they going to be angry? Or are they going to be able to say, hey, this is what I feel, this is what you feel, but, you know, we can work it out. And I think that's a really positive thing that 75% in this survey are able to do that in the workplace.
Yeah,
I'm just surprised that the workplace is even a place that anyone is bringing this stuff up.
I know,
because
that
I feel like
surprised me too.
I mean, my workplace is me with my two dogs. So, but like all my friends who work in offices, we've been talking about this recently. No one even dares bring it up because you just never know. Mostly, and all of my female friends, of course, as women, they're more afraid to offend someone. They don't want to make anyone angry. They don't want to offend someone. And I'm sure guys probably just don't want to get into an argument about it, but it's an interesting thing that it's even being polled specifically about the office place or the workplace, because that could be a slippery slope quickly.
Yeah. Right. Well, who's the what does the boss think, and what do you mean about his political leanings? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, just in general, a friend of mine works for a very large finance company, and, you know, they sit in cubicles, and she said it's popped up here and there, the Brett Kavanaugh stuff, and, you know, and then she just said, she's like, wow, I'm not even going to entertain that, because as soon as one person says something that someone else deems offensive, that affects the workplace dynamic. You know, it's a dangerous thing to do, I think, to bring it up at work.
Well, as a boss over the years, I'm happy to have people actually doing their jobs and not concentrating on things that aren't a part of the job. You want to have a conversation like that, and you know, it's not unrealistic to expect it's not going to take place, but I'd rather you concentrate on your job, thanks very much, and leave your politics at home, or have the conversation at lunch, or your break, or, you know, after work. That's maybe naive to think that's what's going to happen, but it would be nice if that was the case. After all, you're getting paid to do a job, so part of the job isn't what you think about Brett Kavanaugh or anything else that goes on politically. But we do have these social relationships at work, and so these conversations come up. All right, 14 after the hour. In a moment, time to compare and contrast here on the DJV program.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts Yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth! Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
Knew it! GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. guarantee. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
The Geek Out.
The Japanese Space Agency has been thrilling us with a series of images and movies taken from the surface of an asteroid. The agency successfully landed two unmanned rovers from the spacecraft Hayabusa on the surface of this asteroid, and then due to the lack of gravity, maneuver the rovers around not with wheels or tracks, but by hopping. The low gravity means each hop propels the device in the air for 15 minutes and allows it to move laterally. The images sent back are the first ever from an asteroid. Later, the crafts will detonate a small crater to expose materials from beneath the surface and return those back to Earth in 2020. If you want to learn more about the Hayabusa and see the pics, we've got the good stuff posted on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I promised at 16 past the hour we would do some comparisons and contrastions. So let's compare Iran and Iraq, shall we? Everybody in favor, raise your hands, please. This is the...
Sounds like a hoot.
I know.
All right, so here's Iran first. United States of America terminating... And treaty goes back to 1955 with Iran that regulates economic and consular relations between our two countries. Remember, this was during the time when the Shah of Iran was in power. Secretary of State Pompeo made the announcement at a press conference. This is a decision, frankly, that's 39 years overdue. He commented on an International Court of Justice decision that came down ordering the U.S. to ease up some of its sanctions against Iran. In particular, the U.N.'s court wanted the U.S. to make sure sanctions didn't affect humanitarian aid and civil aviation. Back in July, Iran filed a lawsuit with the International Criminal Justice Court against the U.S., claiming America violated some of the terms of the treaty, that treaty that has just been ditched. He called the lawsuit meritless, that is Pompeo, defending the U.S. and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Iran wants us to stick with a treaty that was made with the Shah. This is the last... isn't it fun to see how these things are so convenient? Okay, well, the Shah was a no-good SOB, and we threw him out of office and killed everybody that was working for him. But now we're going to rely on a deal that he put together with the U.S. To straighten out our problems with the U.S. So he can kiss that one goodbye. Meanwhile, over in Iraq, taking steps to set up a new government after their election in May, there was really no conclusive result. Parliament elected a politician who's a Kurd named Bahram Saleh to serve as Iraq's new president. He, in turn, chose a Shiite named Adel Abdul Mahdi as the country's prime minister. So why I bring this to the surface is we have, you know, we're trying to get things settled down there and try to understand what it is that their government ought to be in order to not have another upheaval, people be satisfied with it. They don't have political parties. They have religious sects. And that's how they form their government. They have, you know, I'm surprised in terms of Iran. You know, we've talked about the Ayatollah being the supreme leader. He's the only one who thinks he's the supreme leader. He and a few of the people in his family, a few of his henchmen. The average person on the street thinks, on the street there thinks he's a clown. But there's no big person. There's no strong leader. As is exemplified by the fact they couldn't come up with a new government. So they've got this politician from that religious sect and the other politician from another, the Kurds, the Shiites, the Shias, and back around we go. But if they can all get along, the prime minister spot is traditionally held by a Shiite. You know what that reminds me of? When Jack Kennedy ran for president people thought he would be taking orders from the Pope, and Americans really thought that we ought not to have a Catholic president. Or when Joe Lieberman was running for vice president, oh my God, we can't have a Jew as a vice president. That's the kind of stuff. We think the Iraqis are so backward, but think about how you think about who is serving in the political slots that are in your area. 21 after the hour here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Show with Jennifer Victoria Cara, focusing on J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, announcing that she will perform a new song from her upcoming film, Second Act, at next Tuesday's American Music Awards. She tweeted, "It's gonna be amazing." Second Act is a romantic comedy about Ms. Lopez playing a character named Maya, a 40-year-old woman whose unfulfilled dreams leave her wondering whether her street smarts will ever be as valuable as book smarts. How old is she? What, late 40s? How old is Jennifer Lopez?
Late 40s, yeah.
Late 40s, yeah. Second Act is a romantic comedy about this lady. Her friends create a false identity for her, landing her a job on Madison Avenue in New York. Oh, I saw the trailer for this.
Wait a minute. I feel like she already did this movie. It's called Made in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't understand. She just been visiting
Manhattan. Anything old is new again.
Made in Manhattan is a great movie. Why not make it again?
It is a good
Everybody
movie.
Else is rebooting everything.
Yeah, right. The movie comes out on December 14th. Vanessa Hudgens and Milo Ventimiglia.
Almost on both of those.
Yeah, almost. Okay, close enough.
Really close.
American Music Awards are next Tuesday at 8 on ABC, hosted by Tracy Ellis Ross, who is Tracy Ellis Ross?
From Blackish. She's the star of Blackish.
Okay. You'd recognize her. She's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And not that she needs to be known as this, but she is Diana Ross's daughter.
Yeah. Ah, that's right. Yeah. My mistake. I should have known that, because we have talked about that before. All right, next up musically, Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam announcing this week that their recent home shows at the Seattle Safeco Field in August raised $10 million for area homelessness causes. Now, this is good. these gigs. Band's first hometown show in 5 years found the band teaming with more than 170 local businesses and philanthropic partners, individuals who are going to help distribute nearly $8 million to a variety of organizations in Seattle and in King County, which is that area. Absolutely beautiful area. Bob Kay, who's on the staff here, ran King Radio in Seattle. I remember going out to visit him on a couple of occasions there. I was taken by Seattle. I really like Seattle. Very progressive city. King County is an interesting area. The people who own the radio station, their name was King. And the county is named after their family.
Weird how that happened.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, according to the statement from Pearl Jam, more than $1.3 million being distributed to nonprofits selected by the band with guidance from an advisory group. The band said, quote, "The Home Show's initiative is to bring the issue of homelessness closer to all of us, increasing our understanding of a complex issue, our empathy for our neighbors experiencing homelessness, and our resolve for working together. We're proud of what our city has done. Now we need to stay inspired. There's a lot more to do." Well, that's swell as long as you're really getting to the people who are homeless not by choice but by chance. And one wonders if they have the right group of advisors, they'll be able to ferret that out, I suppose. Four areas targeted for funding, helping the homeless stay. See, there's too much of a categorical, the homeless is, and it's all one thing, and that's not true at all. But anyway, they're looking at helping homeless people stay in housing, prevent them from entering the homeless system, providing the homeless with relevant services, exploring new approaches to assisting the homeless, and finding safe, stable housing for the homeless. What about trying to help them find jobs?
That's part of it. There's job training and everything that's part of it. I think that I give Pearl Jam big props for this.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done their research. They recognize it's a very complex issue, and I think it's great when some, you know, they're not just like flying around in a private jet. They're doing some good work.
Yeah. Well, flying on a private jet doing good work's not a bad thing.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republican leaders plan to hold a procedural vote on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to be a Supreme Court justice at 10:30 Eastern Time this morning. The next vote would then be on Saturday to actually confirm him, and there's a question about whether Republicans will muster the votes, especially given one member's plans to be somewhere else.
Montana Senator Republican Steve Daines will miss Saturday's vote because his daughter is getting married. Republicans currently hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate and can only afford to lose one vote if Democrats vote unanimously against Kavanaugh.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. China is angry at Vice President Mike Pence's remarks on Thursday, renewing U.S. allegations that China's been interfering in the upcoming American midterm elections. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Saddle again on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Dougster here on duty, with Victoria taking us through the paces of something that's very important.
Well, if you're in Gilbert, Minnesota, this is an important story.
There you
Apparently,
go.
Robins and cedar waxwings and other birds are flying into windshields, bumping into trees, and looking disoriented. Police say there's no need to worry. The birds are just a little bit drunk. And this is true. This is a true story. Gilbert Police Chief Ty Teshar said, it appears some birds are getting a little more tipsy than normal, and the town's birds are not drinking actual alcohol, but it is believed that their confused state is the result of eating berries that have fermented earlier than usual due to an early frost in Minnesota. Many birds have not migrated south, so it appears to be more prevalent than in the past years. And the officials now say younger birds' livers cannot handle the toxins as efficiently as more mature birds. So these young birds are eating these berries and then acting like drunken fools, and they're banging into things. People, the videos are starting to go viral of people watching these birds flying kind of cockeyed and sideways and banging into things, and they say it's really just all because of these fermented berries.
All right, so you've heard me
stop with the berries, but
on the farm, I've had this the conversation, the idea of what happens when things that we grow are fermented. It's the same process as when any alcoholic beverage is produced. It's through a fermentation process. So those of us who are farmers know what happens when we grow corn and we put in the silo and it becomes, it ferments, it stews in its own juices, if you will, so that it has a different fragrance. And the alcohol that's created in the fermentation process is what you feed to the animals. So I've posted on my website at eastleyfarm.com, the website for the farm, any number of video pictures of cows who, after they, for the first time in the season, get a hold of some of this stuff, they go bananas. They go dancing around. It is the funniest thing.
Taking selfies, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether they're taking selfies, but they run around.
T-shirt contest.
They chase each other around. They kick their heels up. Their tails are up in the. It's just absolutely hilarious. And I delivered a load of what we call baleage, which is hay that's wrapped. You know, when you drive around the country, you go by farms, you sometimes now see these large, they look like marshmallows, big white wrapped bales of hay that are baled not dry but wet so that they will ferment. And the stuff that's inside, as long as the air doesn't get to it, is the same stuff that you'd find in the silo. And so when I delivered this load to this fellow last night.
What do you do with that stuff? Because I have seen that. I never
like
know
it.
What he'd...
Yeah, cows,
so it's just for animal feed?
Yeah, it's just animal feed.
Okay.
Yeah. So the cows, when they get a hold of this stuff, I said to the fellow, warning, when they eat it for the first time, they will get very silly. They'll run around in the pasture. They'll be, if you're with them and they're used to being around humans, they'll be a little more nuzzly. They just, that's the way they are. They get very silly. So this does not surprise me at all that birds or anything... that's one of the reasons, for those of you who are horse lovers, horses do not eat this because they are more, it affects them differently because they have a different stomach structure than do cows. And it's not good for them, actually. It causes colic and sometimes it plugs up the digestive system to the point where they would die. So you don't want
horses
that.
Horses die from colic, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is, just like, basically the police say, if you find one of these woozy birds, treat them just like a drunken friend, put them in a dark, safe place, like a shed or a cardboard box, until it recuperates and can fly without crashing into things. They say drawing the blinds can also help protect confused birds that may try to fly into windows, which is where they can get injured. So,
Have you ever had Amarula? I think is what it's called.
No.
Amarula is an alcohol.
Amaretta.
That's kind of, it's sort of, it's similar to Bailey's, except it just tastes like even better. And it's really, really good. And you can add it to coffee. You can put it over ice cream. It's something even I think you would like, Doug. But it's made from a fruit that the elephants in South Africa love. And they wait because it's so hot. And all of all the heat goes into the fruit, the Amarula fruit, and then it falls off the tree, and these elephants eat it, and they can't even stand up. They actually, like, tucker up. And it's so cute. It's so cute to watch, but the alcohol that they make from it, it's really good.
So is that what happens to people when they drink that? Similar
you
thing?
Just fall over like an elephant. Yeah. It's nice. Right on your side.
So... just sort of in that same department for a moment, how many of you have seen the picture of the elephant crushing the lion? There was a mother elephant had her elephant calf with her, and the calf was being attacked by a lion, and the mother knocked the lion over and stepped on it.
Good for you, Mr. Elephant.
Very interesting to see how that the protective, how it worked. A big elephant is going to be afraid of, nor is it going to be attacked by a lion or a tiger or anything like that because it's too small. But in the case of the cub, they call them calves, elephant calves, that is not the case. And so the system as it works in Africa or wherever they are is the survival of the fittest. And picking on a little elephant cub, little elephant calf, is something that lions and tigers do all the time. And in this case, the lion didn't survive, didn't make it. And Mother Nature and all of the pluses and minuses of realizing what life is all about, really, and survival is all about. Maybe we're not much different than they are. The animal kingdom is focused on survival. Are we not focused on survival?
Always hear those stories of moms who are able to lift cars up or do other crazy stuff when their kid's in danger. So I think don't mess with a mom when it comes to their kid. I mean, I always hear that when you see bear cubs, and they're adorable, but if their mom is anywhere near, don't mess around
stay
with
away.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
She'll get you.
Well, that's true for elephants, too. I've been told that you don't mess with elephants if their calves are around. So there it is. A word to the wise as we move on. People in the News up next here on the DJV program.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got MyPillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My favorite thing about MyPillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug. Doug Steffen here for Purity products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth! Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point, 1985.
New at
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 at the hour here on the DJV program. I'm very interested to see this movie A Star Is Born because the stars are all over the place plugging this. I just saw an interview with Bradley Cooper and Sam Elliott, who seem to have developed a very close friendship. I don't know if they knew each other before this or not, but they're having a great time together. And this is the event of the weekend, I think. Most people are going to want to see this movie. Kara has seen it already, but she doesn't want to spoil it for everybody else. So you can just tell us, though, whether you liked it or not.
I thought it was really good. It was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. It was also more emotional than I thought it was going to be. I'm an emotional person. I definitely cried a bit, but I was a little bit worried because
what did you cry about?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, don't give that away.
Some of the biggest parts. But
almost got you.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Did it deviate from the original story?
I have never seen any of the other ones, so I didn't really know what to expect. I don't know what those ones were like, but the original music. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were both amazing. She sounds fantastic. I can't wait to listen to the soundtrack. And I was worried because everyone was hyping it up so much, and they gave, I think, Lady Gaga like a 10-minute standing ovation at, I don't know, the Venice Film Festival or something. But it definitely held up to my expectations. And if she's not nominated for a lot of awards, then I will be very surprised.
Hmm. All right. So that's that. Ashley Graham, a person in the news. She says, I'm tired of, quote, being called pretty for a big girl. You may know what she's all about. The backhanded compliments are beginning to get under her skin, apparently. She says, I am a pretty big deal. And every single guest that comes on to some show that she's doing, a podcast, I guess, where they start talking about it. Anyway, I find it interesting that she feels like she must say this, and I think that it is appropriate. I think she's a very attractive woman, even though she has an overbite. She's much more attractive than Amy Schumer. I don't find Amy Schumer attractive.
Well, Amy Schumer's not a model, so like, let's separate the categories before we bash.
Well, do you think that people do? Do you think that the average person
Absolutely. Does? Absolutely. Ashley Graham is a model. That's what she does.
I look at her as a celebrity now. She's on a lot of TV shows and stuff, so she's become.
She's on model shows.
No, she's on a game show, the one that Anthony Anderson hosts. What's that? Which one is that? Secret, I Got a Secret, or something like that. She's on that
show. Tell the Truth or something?
To Tell the Truth, thank you. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm assuming she showed up one
time. Nope, she was a panelist. Say again, Kara?
She's not a regular on the show. I'm assuming she was on it once.
Yeah. No, well, modeling is her bread and butter, so she has a great personality, so she's kind of translated that into some other things. But she is a model, and that is her career. So I understand what she's saying, and it people need to stop with the plus size model and plus size this and the labeling, and it's too much. Women have enough to deal with. We have to get away from this kind of stuff.
All right, is there an equivalency, by the way, to men? In that department, we talk often about men and women and what the different things are that they go through. Are men...
There's absolutely no similarity.
None. Nothing.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, hey, he's pretty attractive for a big guy. I don't know. not really a thing that I hear.
Not often.
More likely to be,
maybe sometimes.
He's pretty attractive for a little guy. Yeah, but the emphasis maybe. On men is big. I'm a big, tough guy. All right, Ben Affleck is in the news, breaking his silence after completing his third stint at rehab. He said, this week I completed a 40-day stay at a treatment center for alcohol addiction, remain in outpatient care. The support I've received from my family, colleagues, and fans means more to me than I can say. It's given me the strength and support to speak about my illness. Battling any addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is never really in or out of treatment. It's a full-time commitment. I'm fighting for myself and my family. We all remember the picture of Jennifer Garner driving him to the rehab center. God, that was 40 days ago. Good heavens. 10 before the hour here, DJV time.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Wait a minute, I can't take that name, right? Because the Tappet Brothers took that. Still one of the most endearing things on the radio, because I think PBS still plays the old shows. One of the brothers died on Car Talk. They are from the Boston area, Cambridge. They have their own garage, as a matter of fact. And they started on the radio on the local PBS station 25 years or so ago and grew into this huge national business. These guys were making millions of bucks every year, just for a one-hour show that was on the weekend. They're very smart and very funny. That's not who we have here. I'm hoping we're trying to chase around and find Nick Miles, who normally is here at this time, our auto expert. If we find him, we're going to report on certain things. If we don't find him, I'm going to give you the auto report. Car Talk, the Doug Way, coming up next.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth!
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
New at
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so here's something that I find intriguing. Last month, Prince Harry put his old Audi up for sale, and one would think that, you know, you're not going to put it out. Can you see this now? The Audi's out in front of Buckingham Palace with a for sale.
Does that one make it to Auto Trader?
Yeah, it was in Auto Trader for $71,000, and I don't think it has any takers yet. An Audi, I don't know how, we saw this. It was an Audi RS6. It was a sports car. Audi really has come of age, by the way, as a sort of a side comment. My sister and her husband both have new Audis, and I bought the last Range Rover from an Audi dealer. A guy happened to be a friend of mine. He was the old Range Rover dealer, but he's now selling Audis, but I trust him to find me what I want. So when the car went in for a quick service, I was driving an Audi, and I've never driven an Audi before, at least not a new one. It was really quite a sporty car, frankly. Anyway, the Prince's car on the market, $71,000, listed on Auto Trader, acquired by a garage in Derbyshire. So he doesn't still own it. They bought it from him, and then they're trying to sell it. And I'm sure that they didn't pay him $71,000. I'm sure they paid him not much, and they're trying to capitalize on the fact that it was his Audi. So would you buy a car that belonged to a celebrity just because it belonged to a celebrity? There are people who do that at auctions and stuff.
Sure. Well, it makes the value go up, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, but then you can't drive it. Well, here's the thing. For me, I'm more practical. If Prince Harry had a Jeep Wrangler that I wanted to buy, I would drive it. I wouldn't just let it sit. You know, I wouldn't want to do a collector's type thing. I would just only use it for practical purposes.
Really? You're so practical.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I don't buy tractors.
You have to enjoy it. Like, why not?
Right.
You know, I don't understand people who just have cars that just sit around and they never use them. They just are on display. I don't get that. Unless it's the Batmobile. Some guy in my town growing up bought one of the Batmobiles and it just sat in a garage,
really?
Which I get that. Yeah, but, like, come on. You own the Batmobile. Drive it around.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah. A list of common driving distractions has been published by one of the polling organizations. Let's see, 91% of people responding to the poll say that they are distracted when they are manipulating music or audio controls. 77% of those polls said that they are distracted while driving when they're talking to a passenger. 71% said they were distracted by eating or drinking and spilling while they're driving. Great. 45% said they are distracted, their attention distracted from driving when they're grooming themselves, brushing their hair, putting on makeup, etc., etc. 40% of those who responded to this poll said that they are distracted when they read. See, ladies? 40% of people read while they're driving, not just me.
That's nuts.
Thank you. 30% say they are distracted while using a cell phone. I find that hard to believe. 7% said they're distracted.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.